Hi everyone, this is Fatima Gould from IAmOverTheWall.com, and today I'm going to be talking to you about motivation or the lack of motivation and how to become motivated. So what I found that we all go through a loss, and it's either your job, your finances, your health and well-being, or relationship. And whenever we go through that loss, we go through peaks and valleys in which we become unmotivated. And whether we realize it or not, we go through the five stages of loss where it's the denial, the grief, the acceptance, and then we go through some sort of emotional phase around it. And through all those phases, what I've discovered is it's associated with a loss, and then we become unmotivated. And what I've also discovered in my time of being unmotivated is that I needed to get my mind, my body, and my soul all in balance, because each of those things is not separate from me, but it's who I am, and it makes up who I am. So when I get my mind, my body, and my soul, and I start to take an action, right? I look at what it is that I'm putting into my mind. What am I reading? What am I watching? Am I listening to old love songs? Am I replaying the loss over and over and over and over again? And then I got a look. Then I decided that I'm going to take a look at my body. Am I resting? Am I eating? Taking on a lot of stress that then manifests itself in the physical, and then my body starts to ail, and then my soul. Am I being hopeful? Do I have faith? And all that plays in the lack of motivation. But once you put this back in, you know, you read some motivational CDs, you get up, you meditate, you exercise, you drink a lot of water, you watch what you eat. All those things then start to lift you up and rise you up a little higher and get you motivated. So this is what I really want us to take a look at. What are the things that causes you lack of motivation, and what is it that you do to get motivated? So this is what I wanted to share with you today, and I hope that really helps that piece on motivation. So I'm encouraging you to go to www.IAmOverTheWall and share with us how you get motivated, and share any stories that you wanted to share with us of hitting the walls of lack of motivation and getting motivated again. To me, it's an amazing thing to come out of that and have that tool when you hit the wall of lack of motivation to put it back in. And then when it comes up again, you recognize it and you go, okay, I'm experiencing this right now, this type of loss, I'm in this phase, and how do I get myself back motivated? And it's a place to stand in. It's a very powerful place that helps you regain your power. It helps you keep moving, and when you fall down, you get back up right away. So I really want us to share that with everyone. Go there to IAmOverTheWall.com and share what motivates you, so the rest of us can just be up there and energetic and know that we're not alone in this, and we all have a part to play by reestablishing hope for someone else. So until next time, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.